Good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SouthCars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SouthCars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCAR server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by Kilo Bravo 8, Zulu Golf Lima, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they have checked in. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com and for this digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control actually for this session is Mike from Kansas, KD0CDQ. Not sure of his temperature, but my name is Kathy. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I'm merely opening it up this evening. And currently I am in the city of DeLand, Florida, Central Florida. I'm not sure of the temperature. I think it's about 69 degrees. I think it went up to about 78 today here. And Vero Beach, Florida, my home QTH, which I'll be heading back to tomorrow, actually had a temperature of 85, and I think it's currently in the 70s as well. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, come aboard. All right, hearing no emergency traffic, how about that question we always ask? Are there any birthday stations out there that would like to join us this evening? If so, I ask you to come aboard.
RMO.
Well, Mr. Gary, RMO, are we having a birthday or someone in your household? I didn't think it was quite your birthday. So what would you like to share with us?
Well, thank you, Kathy. Actually, a couple of things. It is my wonderful, beautiful, incredible wife unit has just finished. We've just finished celebrating her birthday, which was on the 25th. Well, it's still ongoing, but we had a great trip to New York City to celebrate that. So, wanted to give her a shout out for that, and I wanted to take this opportunity to say congratulations and offer a SouthCars virtual toast to those two crazy kids, Kathy and Gordon, on their recent nuptials. All the very best for a wonderful and blessed life together. It's KC2RMO going back to the net.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Gary, and happy, happy birthday to Stephanie, and I know you enjoyed your time in New York. And thank you for our well wishes for Gordon and I. We are very, very happy, and we wanted to share that with SouthCars, so that's why we posted the pictures and posted the announcement. So thank you once again, SouthCars, and thank you, Gary, for that well wishes to us. Now, everyone, this is the Global Family Hour. The intent of this net is to encourage members, their families, and their friends worldwide to enter into an informal social net highlighting third-party traffic through the member station. Our program for this Saturday evening is in celebration of our outreach courses, which actually began 2010. We're starting into our fifth year, and we wanted to share that with everyone this evening. But I want to advise everyone that we always record these sessions, so if you've been part of this session tonight, you will most definitely be part of that recording. But we hope that you'll join us, and we hope that you'll share with us what you've thought of the outreach program thus far. But let me pause here. I'm going to give an introduction and then actually call on our NCS this evening. Well, once again, I want to thank everyone to the Global Family Hour on this Saturday evening. You know, like we talked about, this is in celebration of the starting of the fifth year of the outreach program, offering classes to those interested in becoming licensed and those interested in upgrading. We at SouthCars are very proud of our programs and support staff that represent the outreach courses. This evening, I, along with Michael and Gordon, hope to review the program from its start in 2010 to where we stand today, the way things have changed, and how our administration and teachers have learned things along the way as well. Let me first of all start off our program this evening with our mission statement, which simply reads, "Seeking youth of all ages, we will present a unique program for those interested in ham radio, involving nothing more than a computer for starters, and with a desire to explore the world of radio electronics. The goal is to join together participants from such groups as the homeschooled, the handicapped individuals, the scout groups, the school radio clubs, and on it goes. But youth of all ages are encouraged to become a charter member at no cost for fun and an exciting hobby that is limitless in possibilities." Let me pause for a moment. You know, NASA requires most astronauts be licensed ham radio operators. So as you come aboard this evening, tell us if you have been a class participant, if you have been an instructor, if you've just been a listener, and most importantly, your feelings on the South Cars Outreach course. Now remember, we have the technician, the general, the extra, and the Morse code classes. And all this began in 2010. So, at this point, I'm going to call on Mike at KD0CDQ. He's our moderator this evening and our NCS, and he's also our outreach chairperson. And on behalf, Mike, of South Cars, we want to thank you for being there as our outreach chairperson and being here tonight. You know, as you call or as you do the program, make sure you call on our participants out there so we can hear what they have to share with us. So at this point, Mike, KD0CDQ from Kilo 6 Sierra United November, the floor is all yours.
Good evening. This is KD0CDQ, Mike out here in Olathe, Kansas, and I had a toast to the two of you at your wonderful wedding of some good Missouri water. Now, if it was properly navigated, the Missouri River is actually the longest river in North America. The Mississippi, the southern part of the Mississippi, is actually should be part of the Missouri River. But I'll let that go. That's just what some oceanographer-type people would say. It was so good to be back with everybody again. I didn't realize how much I missed you all until I started getting information and then started hearing your voices on the radio. Very true. When Kathy was reading that mission statement, I was remembering the days when we put that together. But I can't remember how in the world Gordon and I ever linked up to start with. I don't remember the initial contact, how that came to be. But it was meant to be because we have done so much together and hopefully helped so many people at the same time. People get their license or just get more information on ham radio. I'm going to let it drop. When we thought up that mission statement, we were thinking of so many different groups of people. You notice how we started by saying groups like homeschooled people, handicapped people, you know, folks that couldn't get out and actually go seek a license without simplicity. We talked about scout groups, school radio clubs. We thought of many different fringy groups that would need link to ham radio, but maybe it would be a little bit difficult. And not only did Echolink make it possible for a number of people to learn more about ham radio, we also did some technology that even surprised Gordon. In the beginning, when we started the technician classes, we had to figure a way, how can we bring techs onto the internet? How can we get them on the frequencies? And we thought of Skype. Probably was Gordon's idea. So the students came in on Skype. We were on Echolink, and through the miracle of electronics, it was joined together. So students could, if they wished, communicate verbally with us, but they could hear everything we were doing. So we were able to present the first technician classes to folks that had never heard of Echolink and had never been on a radio. So that was quite interesting. And to this day, I haven't heard of anyone else tying Echolink and Skype together, although it may have happened. Dropping. Over the years, I got to know these two wonderful voices. so such wonderful voices that we're so used to. Kathy's voice has a beautiful ring of comfort. And now she tells me that her students don't think so, but I think it's a comforting voice and an encouraging voice that Kathy has. And Gordon's voice is so powerful and it comes over so clear. I don't know if some of that CBS rubbed off on him or he rubbed off on CBS, but either way, he has the voice. And those are the two people that attracted me to this. And then a third character, George is probably out there, KW4LCB. George, our seaman, an animal keeper at the same time, I found George to be quite interesting, another interesting character. I think we're all a bunch of characters. I have a comment on that from, we just had an event where we, well, let me drop it then, I'll tell you what the event was. Here in the greater Kansas City area, we have licensed over 2,500 hams within the last, since 08, let's say, about 5-6 years. So 2,500 new hams, but you know what happens once they get their license? They go back into woodwork. Very few ever buy a radio or get on the air. So we have been struggling trying to encourage these people who have taken the classes that we have offered here for free to come back in. So we have what you call a ham 101. Ham 101, we invited all those hams that have recently received license. We had their email addresses. And we had a gathering at one of the local churches. And we had 23 people show up that were new hams, technicians that had purchased radios or maybe had not. But in all, there were 73 hams in that room because we came as elmers. We came as mentors. And they were leaders of the various clubs and organizations in the area, and we gave a hearty welcome to the 23 that attended, and we did a break period of about 45 minutes or so. We went around the room telling them about our individual organizations, our clubs, like the Salvation Army and Red Cross, and we have what we call KC Heart, which links all the 52 major hospitals in the Kansas City area through radio. Each one has a radio room with two Yaesu radios in there, and they're constantly a beacon going so we know the radios are operating. And we have various clubs, as you all have clubs in your communities too. Let me let it drop. This is KD0CDQ. And what was so neat was that these folks that were new to ham radio, we offered them, we set up a net just for them to check in. We had the radio there where they could check in, and they were so reluctant in the beginning. No one would get out of the chairs. Everybody stayed in their seat. Nobody wanted to be the first one to get on the air. And finally, with a lot of encouragement, they started lining up, and they enjoyed it. Once they got on the air, many of them had never been on the air, and they checked into a net, and they got the feel that we were as one, whether you were a tech, a general, or an extra in that room. Whether it was your first experience on the radio or you had 25 years in the radio or more, we were as one. And it was so good to mix. And I was representing the Salvation Army, so I gave out some literature and calendars and tried to encourage people who wanted to get into emergency communications to look into the classes that are available, the emergency classes that are available in the area. And it was so encouraging. A number of them gave me their email address, so I was able to send them our newsletter, our monthly newsletter, to encourage them to, if they have a feel that they want to work and take help people, there's no better way than, I don't think, than the Salvation Army and the Red Cross. Those kinds of organizations are so outgoing and so needed today. And so maybe we'll get some of these new hams to come aboard and take the training. As you know, FEMA is involved. With FEMA being involved, as many classes necessary for us to take. Even for emergency communication service, we have to take at least 7 of the, like I'll call them IS, whatever that means, FEMA classes, just to be able to be qualified to get the badge and to be an emergency communicator. Letting it drop. Okay, I'm going to ask anybody out there would like to say a few words. Anybody like to come aboard and give us some encouragement or tell us how the outreach program may have affected them or how they have tried to link with new hams and if it's ever worked out for them or are they interested in reaching out to new hams? Anybody have anything they'd like to say on that, please go now. This is KD0CDQ, turning it over to our audience. Anybody have a question? Anybody have anything they want to tell us?
Six, Victor.
Go ahead, Gordon.
Well, thanks, Mike. Sure nice having you back at the podium here, Tiger. Gordon, KY6V, thinking about all of the things you and I and Kathy and the rest of the instructors have been going through and the board of directors for the last, 4 years, I guess, going on 5, something like that. I want to say that I think the administration part learned just as much as the students did. We learned how to articulate better, present the subject matter better, and it just kept improving and improving and improving, and probably will continue to do so. I think your comments on the technician course and how we run the cross-patching of the Skype to Echolink is very germane. I don't really know if anybody else is using that procedure now or not, but it's all legal if it's done correctly, and it just puts everybody in the same pot. And you know, if you don't have a license, you're being patched over by a licensed amateur who's a control operator, and off we go. On your question, how did you and I first get together? Let me see if I can stimulate your memory bank. Let me buy a nickel. It was back in the days that Pete up in Montreal was ramrodding the TNT. And you jumped in there one evening, and we had a conversation on what we might be presenting as new programs for South Cars. And I sat back and I listened to your articulation. I listened to your enthusiasm. And I said to you, right here on the air, right here on the SCAR server, hey, Mike, can we talk? Would you like to be the chairperson of a course program? And that's where it started, dude. KY6V, over.
Gordon, you rattled my memory. I remember Pierre up in Canada with his interesting voice and dialect. Yes, indeed, on the TNT. I do remember that so much. Now that you bring it back, I kind of miss him because he was kind of colorful way of saying things at times, and it was fun. What, he had two daughters, and I think one would come on the air now and again, and she was so cute to hear her on the radio. That was a very nice time. Yes, that's a good memory back there. And how we did it in the beginning on the tech, we read every question, every A, B, C, D, all the way through that whole how many it is that's on that test. We went through every question. That's how we began. We tried that. Then we tried later on selecting, what was it, 12 questions each night that we would have the class out of a particular section, you know, out of a particular grouping. And any other questions that the students might have, they could throw in there, they could ask. But they were so shy. I remember that so many students seemed to be so shy and not want to come on the air and say anything. And it's so strange because you would think, being ham radio operators, they want to get on the radio. But one of the fellow that held the ham 101, he is retired. He's a fire department captain. So he's very much working with people. And he said, now this is what he said, his words, ham radio operators are a bunch of geeks and introverts. We don't like to communicate with other people. We'd rather be around electronics than around human beings. And when he made that statement, nobody grumbled in the crowd. All the 73 people sitting there just nodded their head in agreement. We're all a bunch of nerds and we're all a bunch of introverts. Anybody have any comment to that? KD0CDQ, go now.
RMO.
Sierra United November.
Victor X-Ray Papa.
Victor Hotel.
Wayne Mine, Charlie Bravo.
I think I may have doubled, but in just in case, RMO.
Yes, RMO was the first, and then I heard, was it UCVH? I'm not sure what the second one was I heard, but let's let RMO, let's let Gary go first, please, with your comment.
Hey, thank you, Mike, and first of all, let me just say, it's great to hear your voice again. I haven't heard your voice. It goes back to the days when I was sitting in one of those outreach classes, and it's just super to hear you. And what a great topic for us. Yeah, I am a nerd and an introvert, but that didn't keep me from having a career in commercial broadcasting. And it certainly hasn't hampered me at all in ham radio. So I think that gentleman was wrong. Excuse me. Different strokes for different folks. Everybody's got an opinion, but I think we on a daily basis sure can prove that statement wrong. That's for sure. But did want to say it's great to hear from you, and I did want to mention a couple of things too. Particularly the value of the South Cars outreach courses, and what a terrific job they've done. I like to joke, I couldn't even spell extra, and now I are one, But it really, that extra ticket means a lot to me, and it was the South Cars outreach course that I feel went a very long way to me successfully getting that. So I thank you and all the rest of the folks that were involved in that session for helping me succeed in that. So that's great stuff. So if anybody asks you, it works. KC2RMO going back to the net.
Well, Gary, knowing that I helped even one person makes all that effort worthwhile. As you know, being in broadcasting, it takes many hours just to put a little bit of time on the air. To me, it takes about 3 hours to get maybe 1 hour's worth of material on the air. So, but if I knew we helped just one person, just help Gary, that makes me smile, makes me feel good that I know we did something right. I'm sorry, the next person who I'm not sure, I'm not going to say the call letters because I'll get it all screwed up. Who was the other person who was right behind Gary? Please go now.
Sierra United November.
Go ahead, Kathy. Please go now.
All right, Mike. Thanks so much. I'm going to give you the list in the order. After me is VXP, then VH, and then LCB. Those are the order. Now, Mike, do you remember the very first session of the outreach class? Remember those PowerPoints and how they could not sync together and how I sort of helped you with that? We put those, I think they're still on the website. That was our very first session we did by PowerPoint. Do you remember we read that whole PowerPoint? And we decided after that first session that there was a better way to do it, and that's when we came up with the instructors, I believe. But do you remember that, Mike?
Yes, and I remember now over Skype sending the PowerPoint, which I have not done since. The miracle of Skype, being able to send those PowerPoints, and it was slow going, and Kathy was so patient because I had no clue how to make that thing work, but Kathy had an idea, and the thing worked. Yes, we labored over sending these PowerPoints over the airwaves through Skype, and we used that in the beginning. Yes, I recall that. You know, so many things happen in our lives that everything else gets pushed in the corner, and sometimes the things pushed in the corner are some of our best memories that we just put a little bit of dust on them, and they get put away. But it's so nice to have people like Kathy and Gordon and Gary come along and come along and knock some of that dust off and remind me of the things that are of value. And what's of value is the interaction between people. Back to you, Kathy, K6SUN.
Well, thank you, Michael, and I remember that. It seems so long ago and so much water, I guess, over the bridge. A lot of things have changed. It always gave me a lot of pleasure to send out those certificates of recognition to all those class members, and I've done that pretty much for those 4 years. And you know, this year is a little bit different than it's been in the past, and hopefully Gordon and you will share that. But you know, I really want to thank the instructors and you, Gordon, and you, Michael, and everyone that's been a part of it. I've just been a part of being an instructor, I think, for the past couple of years. But like Gary is saying, those classes just greatly helped me. I went from a technician all the way to an extra because of South Cars and because of those classes and that material. So I want to thank each and every one of you for that. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Michael. But I wondered, you know, if you had remembered that, because that seems so, so long ago. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Mike. KDC Earl CDQ from Kilo 6 Sierra United November. And your next person up is Mr. Rick, VXP, up there in Ohio.
Yes, VXP. Rick, go ahead in Ohio. Go now, please.
This is N1VXP, Rick in Chillicothe, Ohio. And winter has, I hate to say returned, but only short. Tomorrow it's going to be warmer, and then we go through 5 days of 60-degree plus weather, which I'm holding my breath on. Can't wait for it. I have to kind of go back. I was licensed in 1995, and I was not really too eager to get on the air. I just sat and listened to quite a few nets, quite a few QSLs, and I had several mentors at in different levels that said, "Hey, you know, you got to get involved. You got to talk." I said, "Okay." Gradually, I did, and it was actually that I got involved in Aries, and with one mentor who really got me involved with the city doing local emergency drills, that I got involved, and I heard that comment by several top fire department officials and emergency management that they really weren't too keen on having ham radio operators getting involved, but we started to show them, hey, we can do it. Give us a moment, you know, we'll get a thing going. And I always think that by their little comment, it really persuaded me to get involved in amateur radio. Let me drop for a second. And I never really felt, you know, upset about it, but I just said, oh, well, if you think that's the case, we're going to prove you wrong. Eventually, I also got involved with the ARRL. They got to the point where they were starting to think about training courses put out through through FEMA. And yeah, I got involved taking a couple of these one-hour credit courses on emergency communications, and then there was another one on I had to think of what it was called. It was the command system that the fire departments use, and you know, several other courses. And I kept involved with the league about it, and they said, okay, we'll set up a class, training sessions. And I feel really good about getting involved where it's needed and proving to others that, hey, we can do our thing, we can provide, and we don't feel that it's, you know, mandatory, but we're there, we do it, and it's an honor. I've gotten several different recognition certificates from city officials when I was in Hartford, Connecticut, for my activity in amateur radio. And I look at those and I say, wow, you know, that was quite a few years ago, but it was enjoyable years. And I think the outreach program is definitely a good step to, let me drop one more second. Yeah, I think the outreach program is a good step for both getting people into the amateur radio and advancing up. I've taken the general class, but I just haven't had the opportunity to find a VE session that's close enough and schedule-wise that I can attend. But I still look over the course material and say, well, at least I'll be somewhat ready for it. May take a little extra study before I go into a session, but I feel that the Southcars has got a great idea with the outreach programs. N1TX feedback to Net Control.
Very good, Rick. Thank you for that. I was actually a CERT team member, and the CERT leader is the one that told me I should become a ham radio operator. I had no idea what she was talking about, but now I are one, and now I know why she said it. She's since retired, but I'm retired too, but I'm still at it. Yes, the fire departments are kind of reluctant. They like to use that FRS, family radio service. They'll use it, but they're not too eager on ham, even out here in the Midwest. So we support them in a different way. We support them through the weather service, you know, the storm spotting, and also through other emergency systems that we have. So we serve the community all around CERT, but not as CERT. I'm going to go to KF5VH next. And I believe he has got a handle of Steve. Steve, is that you? Go ahead, please. VH, go now.
Well, good evening, Mike. And you have it correct. This is Steve from Lafayette, Louisiana. I don't think I've talked to you before. Good evening. Nice to make your acquaintance. With a sunny end to the day here in Lafayette, Louisiana. Geeky and introverted, huh? Well, I guess that being computer geeky and RF geeky has served me well in my professional career, so I guess I'll take those two titles. Introverted, well, if the non-hams are all like this guy, then I guess I don't have a problem being introverted. I haven't done any teaching of material to get people into the hobby for about 15 years. But on the other hand, I do participate in what comes after the courses that Southcars puts together, and that is the VE program. I've been in the VE program almost since the start, and I love to do it. As a matter of fact, at the recent Hamfest here, we had an 8-year-old boy and an 11-year-old boy both pass their tech tests. There are a lot of people coming on board, I would say, in the last 6 or 7 years. I think some of that is just the ebb and flow that you get, and I think some of that maybe a little bit are the preppers. So maybe that's why they're not showing up routinely. They maybe got the license for a special purpose. Back to you, Mike. KD0CDQ in the group, KF5VH.
This is KD0CDQ. Steve, I always call your hometown Lafayette. I try to pronounce it as Lafayette. I don't know why. Maybe because I've never been there. But thank you for your comments. And you triggered my thoughts that we, Santa Fe Trail Amateur Radio Club, which I'm a part, we ventured into teaching an extra class at the firehouse, an extra class of all things, right? We got 24 people come out for the classes, and they were driving as far as like 25 miles to get there. They were coming from distance. These were serious guys that wanted to go from general to extra, and they wanted some instruction. So when we got up there and were instructing, they were kind of serious. You know, they really wanted to go for the license. And, you know, we try to keep it light and interesting, and we did that. But what was so scary is that when you do the takeaways, when you come back over the questions, they actually knew the answers. They were paying attention. They weren't just sitting there like lumps. They were absorbing. And out of the 24 that started the class, it was about a 10-week, 10 Saturdays routine. They took the extra class, and 13 passed. Not all of them showed for the testing, but we only had one, I think, that failed. But we had 13 new extras out of that class of 24, and I'm sure that some of the others will come along. So we took a big chance doing an extra class. You know, it's kind of scary. But people learned, and they got their license, and we went a little more than questions and answers. We, two of the guys are EEs, and they got into the electronics of the questions or what they really were all about. So we went deeper. We went deeper than what you would normally do in a tech or a general class. So thank you for those comments, Steve. I'm going to go to George. George is such a colorful guy. I just love to listen to you talk. KW4LCB. I think, yeah, you're next. George, please go now.
Well, thank you, Mike. And KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo, and I hope you and the family's doing well, good health, and a smile on your face, and also the rest of South Cars that's connected this evening. Mike, just sitting back and listening to some of the comments, you know, outreach kind of struck at me there, because, you know, to my way of looking at things, that's what SCAR's outreach or the whole thing put together, that's what it is, you know, is an outreach. You know, back in the beginning, we wanted something to happen so like-minded people could get together, and great day. It's sure a pleasure to working with people that really care. You know, there's a whole bunch of different things going on, but you got to pay this or you got to pay that, but, you know, it's all been free. Or for those that wants to partake. And I decided, well, it's time to upgrade, and took the extra course. I don't even remember. I don't pay attention to time, so, you know, it doesn't really make a difference when, but I did it, and I enjoyed every minute of it. And let me take a pause, and I'll add a little to that. If I remember, you know, back at the time, there's a whole lot of talking back and forth amongst the board and the instructors and all, you know, and I just wanted people to realize, hey, you know, there's a bunch of people... ladies and guys out there is not the sharpest sickle in the tool shed, you know. So you kind of got to step down off these $5 words and started breaking it down a little bit more, you know, so people not only hears the information, but they're able to take it in there. And you know, like I said, a great bunch of instructors. It kind of reminds me of me working with some of the people I do. You know, if I got to sit down on the floor and beat it in with a pencil to for somebody to catch an understanding, I'll do it there. And, you know, that's what it's been for me. People is willing to give what they have, and anyone can do it, you know, to give. It doesn't have to be money, you know. It doesn't have to be, you know, your time as an instructor, but, you know, a kind hello or how you doing to someone. There's a whole lot of help needed. I've been backing off myself. I got a bunch of stuff going in the background, so I hadn't been 80%. I don't think I've been 10%, but and it bothers me, and I hope one day I'll be able to kind of get back to a full time. But just wanted to throw that in there, and like I said, there's some heck of a teachings there, great people there, and even today that stuff is still there. You can go get your information. And these guys are still around. If you need more, just email them, and they'll bend over backwards to help you get it. If they wouldn't be that way, I wouldn't be no part of this organization. KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo.
This is KD0CDQ. George, when you used to talk about your little horses that you had, little horses, and I think that you made a move and you had to put up a new electric fence or you took down an electric fence, I remember those stories. They're beautiful, warm Americana stories. You know, how many guys have little ponies or little horses, whatever they are called? And I envisioned you with them. I envisioned you in the field with these little horses. You made it so vivid, and you gave me a good memory, a memory that does not have dust on it, a memory that stays clear in my mind. So, George, thank you for your little stories. I would like to have heard some sea stories. I never caught a sea story that stuck in my mind, but I did catch the story about the little horses and other things about your personal life. Thank you, George. You're bringing back some memories. Some of the dust is blown off. I do intend to get more involved with Scars, I want to tell you. I didn't realize how much I missed you until I got the emails from Kathy telling me about this evening. We get so involved with so many things going on that sometimes the good things get in the way of the better things. And, you know, like I say, the pebble in your sandal bothers you more than, you know. And sometimes that pebble in the sandal gets in the way of the more important things that we should be dealing with, like helping other people through Echolink, through Scars. So I thank you, George, for your comment. Anybody else have any comments, anything they would like to say about Scars or about Echolink or about the outreach program? Please go now.
Six Victor, Mike.
Go ahead, Gordon. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, sir. KY6V here. I just wanted to inject the thought as I was listening to the conversation from everybody that's been participating that, you know, I think one of our smarter move, Mike, and I'd like to know your opinion on this, on how we publish all this information on the website. We not only give our course members the entire question pool for the course that is coming up, we give them tutorial information as backup to that. But most importantly, I sort of feel that what has helped us is that we record every one of the classes, no matter what course we are presenting. Each class, you know, two times a week is recorded, and it's posted on the website. And this means that if somebody was maybe questioning some of the information, they can go back and listen to the podcast. And most importantly, and additively, it allows people who were not available for the class when it was put on to listen to these podcasts and take the information down for their pursuits on a new license. What do you think about that, Mike? KY6V, over.
This is KD0CDQ. Well, Gordon, you reminded me of the fine new website. I like the colors on it that you have. It's very bright and appealing. And the downloads part, yes, the podcasts are there. The outreach training is there. I like the photo gallery. Even though that's not part of the classes, but going through the photo gallery and reading the thumbnail sketches about each person, I like that because I can put the face and the information together. That's a very nice feature you have there. And playing the audio tests and all of that things that are on there, I've jumped around a little bit on there today looking at it, and I'm very impressed with the new organization that's on there, very much so. But the fact that it's on the Internet, that's what's so neat, that if someone wants to find help, it's out there. And there, as you say, there's no cost, and there's no embarrassment. If you don't know anything, you can get on there and check it out. It's such a good thing, and I would like to see more of this. I'd like to see more ways that we could reach the people, like even Echolink. I have some people in the club that have no idea of how to get on Echolink. I keep telling them what to do, and they keep running into problems, and they give up. What it is, they give up too fast. You know how it is. Sometimes I have trouble with Echolink. The other day I had somehow it dropped away, and I had to bring it back, but it wasn't difficult because I found some notes from Gordon Smith. Gordon had sent out an email to me a number of years ago, something, when you lose it, there's a way to bring it back, and well, poof, there it was. It took care of it for me. So I went and looked for that information from Gordon in my old emails, and there it was. How to get, and now I see you have it there under Getting Started. You've got all of this. You've got setup, getting started, solutions, and tips. You have all of that in there now. It's so good to have that available. When you know what you think, nothing of it. But when you don't know what, you don't remember it, it's so valuable to get out there and find this information on Southcars of how to get things going. By the way, somehow I wasn't getting ARRL emails, and I checked yesterday, and they don't even have me down as a member anymore. I still get the QST magazine. I pay my money. So Monday I've got to get in touch with them. Somehow they dropped me off. See, I'm not getting information. And, of course, I use the AWARRL.net as part of my email address. And they, people that I don't really know, I don't want them having my personal email address. And that hasn't been coming through. People are telling me they're not getting through to me. So somehow even AWRL lost me. So sometimes we need help. And there's no help from AWRL except picking up the telephone. But with SCARS, you don't have to pick up a telephone. You can just go on your computer, and there it is. There's the answer. So thank you, Gordon and Kathy, and again, George, for your stories. Who else has any comments they'd like to make? Please go now, KD0CDQ. Go now, whoever has a comment.
RMO.
VXP.
I think it's RMO first, then VXP. So RMO, please go now, Gary.
Well, thank you, sir. And I just wanted to pass along something that... it is borderline miraculous that during the course of this network and hearing all that has been said about SouthCars outreach, my better half, my wife Unit, has expressed serious interest in perhaps getting her technician ticket. She said maybe, and that's a definite maybe. So. I ask all of SouthCars to encourage her. I think this is great, and if she takes that step, we're going to give her a little round of applause. I don't want it to end up like my I have a very good friend who actually holds an extra ticket and has never been on the air. I would hate to see her end up like that, but let's get her taking her first step. And I told her that I'd buy her first Baofeng. If she gets that ticket, she'll pass. But give Steph a round of applause, and we'll go back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
What a big sport you are. One of the Chinese radios. Nothing wrong with them. That's good of you to encourage her. You know what would be really encouraging? What they do out here in Kansas. In Kansas, we actually get ham radio operator license plates at no charge. So your call sign is on your tag. But as Gordon will probably maybe agree with me, I have veterans tags. Kansas also has veteran tags. So I have a veterans tag on my car, so I don't have the ham radio license plate. But something like that, if you get that through your state legislation, I was trying to see what state you were in, Gary, but I'm not that fast. That would be a nice thing. And a new thing just starting in April now, in the state of Kansas, not only are they giving veterans license plates and ham radio license plates, they're going to put on your driver's license veteran. I don't quite know what. I don't know if the police are going to be nicer to you, but they got so starting in April 1st here, they're going to put your a veteran something on your license plate on your driver's license. So some states really appreciate services done by community groups like ham radio and veterans and such as that. So if you any way you can encourage your local legislation to get ham radio license plates at no charge, you may encourage your wife to go ahead and get that step up in license up to general. Okay, anybody else have a comment? I see something about New York. K6SUN, what's that comment about New York, please?
Well, Michael, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. You said you didn't know where Gary was from, so I told you New York. His lovely wife she's a certified teacher, but I think she's working in a different job at the moment. But we have already registered her for the course in July, which starts July 11th, or 13th, by the way. And she can't get out of this because I know her quite well. And we will have her there and hopefully get her licensed. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Michael. Great net. Great memories for all of us. And South Cars has helped us so greatly. You, Gordon, and everyone else helped me greatly to become that extra and become what I am today. So back to you, Michael. KD0CDQ from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Okay, Steve, in Lafayette, hold a moment. I'm originally from New York, but, you know, now going with this introvert thing, I am actually an introvert, and I cover it with extroversy. I cover it. So I don't know if people know I'm such an introvert, but I would rather be in a room alone with my little dogs than even having the TV turned on. I'd rather listen to the radio, even AM, FM. I'd rather listen to a radio than watch TV. I feel more private that way. But that's how life goes. Maybe that's why I work with special needs students. Okay, I'm going to go to Lafayette, Louisiana. What is it? F5VH. I know it's 5VH, but I missed one letter there. Please go ahead now, Steve.
No, Mike. It's Gary who has a comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gary, KC2RMO, is that who's up next? Go, please.
Hey, thank you, Mike. I just wanted to shoot a couple of things in here. First of all, New York State gives you the privilege of paying $25 for ham radio plates, which is a better deal actually than a lot of the vanity plates because they're like $40 and $50. So $25 is not too bad, but I do think it goes better for you with the cops with those plates on the car, because I'm probably one of the most suspicious-looking characters you'll ever see. And, you know, they see those plates, and they, you know, hey, have a nice day. You know, they're real nice to me. So there may be something to that. I don't know. But my bride here is raring to go. So you know... The thought of a Baofeng or a Wushun may be the enticement that she needs, but I know South Cars is gonna put her over the top, and this will be a two ham family, and we'll have ham plates both on the truck and on the Rogue. So you can do it. It's gonna be just fine. So that's that for that. We'll go back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
Very good. This is KD0CDQ. I didn't remember because I left New York at the age of 19, which was I'm within 3 years of the same age as Gordon. So I've been away from New York so long, I would have to follow I-70 and wiggle in Jersey Turnpike and find my way back. I have no clue how to get back there. Not that I'm really interested in the city anymore. But, yes, that's neat that they have. Well, you know, you mentioned $25 for the ham tag. When we lived in Maryland is called a free state. In Maryland, it was $15 for license plates each year, and if you had a big vehicle like a Cadillac, it was $25 each year. I'm talking back in the 60s and 70s when I lived near Washington, D.C. So the tags used to be $15 and $25, but not that anymore, just for the tag. Anyone else have a comment? Please go now.
Juliet Alpha Kilo.
Okay, Juliet Alpha Kilo, please go now. Jack, go now, please.
All right, thank you, Mike. K4JAK here, and I want to tell Steph we're pulling for her. go get you, take your test, take the classes, take your test. You need any help, get a hold of us, whatever. We'll be there to give you a hand. No problem whatsoever. We'll be more than happy to help you. And you can push Gary for that ICOM ID51A, the D-Star radio. You tell him that's the HT you want. You want better equipment than what he's got, okay? That's what you tell him there. Definitely, that's what you tell him. Oh, hey, I see Robert down there. Good evening, Robert. All right, let me let this drop a second. I'll be totally honest with you. I got nothing bad to say about South Guards, Mike. They've been good to me since I got my ham ticket. This was the first venue I used, other than my 2-meter radio, was Echolink. And thanks to Mr. Six Victor there, got involved in South Cars and NCS and Net Manager down the road and through the years, and used them to help me get my general and then once again my extra. So through their classes, so I can't really say anything bad about them. It's a great organization. I love it. I really do. And I don't have the time for it anymore as I used to. But hey. I do get a chance. I do check in when I can, and I still like to get in there and keep my smart mouth going every once in a while, even when the admin text box doesn't work. Yeah. Back to you there, Mike, K4JAK.
Very good. I think MM3LVQ, Jack. MM3LVQ, Jack, I think you're up next. Do you have a comment, please?
No, I haven't got a comment. I haven't logged in there. I've checked in with anything. I'm just sitting here listening and enjoying it. I'm over here in Scotland, so tech and all those licenses are no use to me. I became a ham operator in 2005, a foundation holder. And I've stayed there. I just can't avoid it going any further. I enjoy it, the call sign I've got. I don't need power to push to talk to other people in other countries, which some people are doing. I tried to get back to a Kilo Alpha station the other day there in the States, and I pulled a station with a 800 watts pushing out the road. We'll say good evening to Cass, Gordon, and everybody else that's on Scarf tonight. I heard the comment earlier on, and Cass, I would like you to clear this up because it is doing my head in. Who got married or who's getting married? To who and to when? Can you tell me, or has it already been done? This is Mike Freely, my Victor Quebec, back to net control.
I sure wish we in America spoke English as beautifully as you do in Scotland. It's got so much more flavor. We're so flat compared to your beautiful language, the way you speak English in Scotland. Thank you. Thank you for that comment. Okay, what we're going on next is on IRLP. I get 4816. Is it Michael on IRLP 4816? Please go now.
It might have been ILG. I'm not too sure what the note is. I'm using a number.
Well, go ahead, because I'm very scanned on my information here. So please go. Go ahead.
You might let me know how the signal is, but let's see. My South Cars number is 87 cents. Actually, if my balance is less than that, but that's my South Cars number, 0087. And I think, this is Indianapolis, Indiana, I think our vanity plates are free if we put our call sign on there. And hello there to KY6V and K6SUN if they're out there. And this is K9ILG in the racing capital of the world, Indianapolis, Indiana, the greatest spectacle in racing.
Yes, indeed. You got it there. You've got it right on that old, what was it? It used to be on the cobblestones or something. Brickyard. That's what it is, the brickyard. You know, out here we have the new Kansas Speedway. It's been up here a few years. Wow, what a blessing it is out here. Boy, they jam, what is it, 70,000 people in there, and I really enjoy. It's kind of expensive, but this Kansas Speedway, it's the best we have out here, and it's just like an echo. It's an echo of what Indianapolis is, but we've got something going. We got a little bit out here. Thank you. Thank you for checking in. Now, it's past the top of the hour. Kathy or Gordon, is there another something else that goes on top of the hour? I think we're invading somebody else's territory. KD0, CD2, please advise.
No, we're totally clean. Nothing following Mike, so please continue until things start to dry up. And I've been sitting back listening to you talking about introverted people, and I have a comment when time fits. Over.
Well, before we have the time fit, does anybody else have a comment before Gordon does a fit, has a fit? Anybody else have a comment? Please go now. It's KD0CDQ.
Yeah, Mike, Sri Lima, Victor Quebec, a comment for Mr. Gordon and KYSUA.
Go right ahead, NM3LVQ. Go right ahead, please.
This is Mike, Sri Lima, Victor Quebec, Gordon and Gas. I just read in the text box, it's you two they're talking about. Well, the best of luck to both of you. You've got all my congratulations going round the world. What actually happened, I got something and then my computer shut off of me, well, Echo Link shut off of me, it just said bye bye. But I hope the two of you are going to be happy for the rest of your life. Congratulations to both of you. Mike Flea, Lima, Vincent Quebec. I'm waiting on a comment.
Okay. Interesting comment. KY6 Victor, go ahead with something that you wanted to share with us. Please go now.
Well, thanks, Mike. And thank you, Robert. Appreciate the congratulations, sir, and it will last forever, I can tell you that. Mike, I've been sitting back thinking about this introverted thing that's been very popular here tonight. You know, the inner frustrations of all of us, I guess. One it shows and one it doesn't show. I don't want to get this into a psychological conversation. But let me say this about that. That a person who is introverted, and I don't care if he's classified as a nerd or what, that's immaterial. Is a person that has difficulty in facing another person face to face, eyeball to eyeball. Now, somebody that is coming in through electronic means, being the computer, being the internet, is not facing this person directly, you know, eyeball to eyeball. And he could be halfway across the world. So he just sits down there and he uses his keyboard and he tells this guy off or this guy, gal off or whoever he's talking to and say blah, 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 and gets everybody upset about everything because the person on the other end can't reach him, reach over and knock him right on his prat. My comments to you, Mike, KY6V, over.
I must be some kind of a nerd anyway because I'm here laughing away at a lot of these comments. To me, it's better humor than listening to the night show. You know why it's so interesting and why it's so happy and makes us feel so gay is because it's each other sharing a little bit of a piece of ourselves, like a piece of candy or a piece of pie with each other. We're sharing and we're enjoying each other's company. And we're comfortable where we are, you know, whatever, you know, we don't have to be dressed in a certain way, or we just laid back and enjoying life. And I think that's part of ham radio, is that we were laid back, we're enjoying life, and when you work emergency communication, it's the same thing. You try to stay laid back. You don't want to get too tense because you got to keep an eyeball for everything that's going on, and you've got to keep the proper method of communication. Okay, the information, Kathy sent me, a host of pages of information. It's like a history, it's a running history. What's it got, 23 pages, 24 pages, 23 pages here. I hard copied all of them because it's like a history. It's because our memories only go but so far, but when I read things, it triggers my memory. So I appreciate, Kathy, the effort that you did to organize this 21 pages of rolling history of what the outreach program has done over the years. And it's so interesting to see. Okay. I don't want to monopolize all the time. We don't have a dress code. No, we don't have a dress code here. Does anybody else that wish to make a comment? Please go now. It's open to anyone. Open.
RMO.
Sierra United, November.
India, Lima, Gulf.
Okay, first I have RMO. Please go, and then we'll do Kathy, S-U-N. And as a third party, I didn't catch the call. But please go ahead now, RMO. Gary.
Just a quick comment. We do have a dress code. No shirt, no shoes, no service. Back to the Nets, KC2RMO.
Too many comedians here. Kathy, S-U-N, please go now.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. And you have to know Gary. He's quite a comedian. He's a broadcaster. And so we appreciate him so much. He's our assistant and manager also as well. And he's always there in the background to help greatly. And I do want to put that out there for Stephanie. You know, I will be there for her and whatever she needs. You know, it's very easy. The website's there, the information's there, and our help is there. But let me talk to you about introvert versus extrovert. And we will go way back in my history. And introvert, extrovert, Michael, you and I are in education, and thinking way, 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 way back in my history, if you would have told me I would be a school teacher, if I would be a department chair, if I would be a team leader, if I would be a net manager, I would say no, because I was that introvert. I could not express myself. Now, I'm not sure how you would classify me. My kids say that I need to be quiet more, need not to be so talkative, need not to be there as an extrovert. So, you know, changes over life. But if you would have told me way, way back in my history that I would be where I am today, I would say definitely no. And it is because of people in my life. And I have to give that to my newly husband. He brought me out in South Cars. He brought me out as an NCS in what I do for South Cars. So it is because of him and his encouragement that I am there. It's because of my principal in my school that I am where I am there. So it is that encouragement from our friends and our family and our loved ones that help us. So I'll turn it back to you. Mike, thanks for doing the session tonight. I know it wasn't all outreach, but it was a lot of fun. So this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November over to KD0CDQ.
This is KD0CDQ. Well, we got to keep it light or else it gets kind of heavy. And maybe we're kind of late bloomers is why we came out of our shell as like teaching. I work with special needs students. It's been over 10 years now. And I find that there's so much going on there. It is I who don't have the understanding. It's not the special needs student. It's I don't have the understanding. And so sometimes we say too much and it gets them confused. Short statements are the best thing, and maybe it's the best thing for us too. Like your students are saying, talk less. Maybe because they have to copy notes and they want you to go slowly. Anyway, I find the neatest thing is when I have a special needs student, especially those that are on a lot of medication. The ones I work with are high school graduates. They're like between 18 and 23. So they have had all the education that the states want to give them. I'm getting a call from the Salvation Army, but I'll let it ring. I hope it doesn't interfere in the background here. Put it in the drawer. But they open up. They open so much. It's so good when a special needs student opens and tells you something about themselves or something that they're doing or something they want to do. And it's so neat to be able to try to help them meet that goal. It's the same thing with us. We may not be special needs, but a lot of times we need people to encourage us. And I've written down Stephanie's name so I can encourage her to go ahead and get that license to move along. Okay, I think the next person was a K4JAK, Jack. K4JAK, we want to go now, please, and I'll answer that phone. Please go now.
Oh, well, Michael, I think ILG was in there before I was. He was the number three. Go ahead and pick him up, and then I'll come in for my comment.
Okay, we'll keep this thing orderly, but please go ahead, the person that was ahead of Jack. Please go now.
Hello, Stephanie. I am totally blind. Gordon's talking about eyeballing people. I've got artificial eyes. People see you have the most beautiful blue eyes. Are you sure you can't see? And I'll say, if you think these are not, they are artificial, I'll take them out and show you to you. And the only people who ever want me to take them out are kids. But, I don't know, Stephanie, you can look at my picture on QRZ. I like to tell people I have a face for radio. But I have been on television. But this call stands for three different things. I go by Bud on the commercial broadcast band as an AM or FM. And it K9 stands for my guide dog. And first of all, I love God. I hate to be politically incorrect. And my given name is George, so I'm Lovable George, or maybe Lucidius. I don't know for sure which it is. But I was playing, let me reset, playing this celebrity golf tournament. I'm so shy. But anyway, these two ladies walked by, and I was playing for some beautiful Hawaiian girls while they danced. And it was Luau in Tulsa. And the one lady walks by and says, "Who is the blind guy playing the keyboard?" And I had on dark glasses, a Hawaiian shirt, white pants, and white shoes. And the other lady says, "I don't know, but it isn't Ray Charles." Go, Stephanie, K9ILG.
Okay. I took care of that call. Okay, K4JAK, Jack, I think it's your turn. If you want to go, so many things, if you want to get something done, you find a busy person. Well, that's what's just happening to me here. Okay, go ahead, Jack.
All right, Mike, well, thank you. And it's good that we can give you a break so you can get other things done. No problem there. We know how it goes. I just wanted to make a comment there to Gary. He said he has a dress code up there. Well, I got news for him, and Steve there in Louisiana probably agrees with me with our Florida dress code. Down here, it's no shirt, no shoes, no problem. And our attitude is, if you don't like it, turn your web camera off, and you won't have to watch, Gary. K4JAK, back to net.
That's getting ugly now. It's KD0CDQ. I hope everybody is having an enjoyable time, but because it's like at a party. We're remembering the South Cars outreach and the years of presenting classes, tech, general, and extra, and Morse code. We're remembering that, but it's a celebration. That's why I'm glad we had so much humor and so many good comments. That's what it's all about, communication, having fun. As one ham told me, if he stops having fun, he'll stop being a ham. Well, okay, I'll go along with that. Anyone else like to make a comment? So I'm seeing here, good evening. Oh, Pete just joined. Okay. Anybody else have a comment? Please go now. KD0CDQ. Turning it over to you.
Six Vector Reject.
Go ahead, Gordon. Go ahead now, please.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I just want to take a pot shot at Bud up there in Indiana, ILG. You know, Bud, I was born in the Hawaiian Islands, on the big island of Hawaii. And I'm very familiar with luaus. And a luau in Tulsa just doesn't make any sense to me. Back to you, Mike. KY6V, over.
Talking about misunderstanding, I see K4JAK, Jack, he's got a thing. I was 84 today, 67 now. I guess that's temperature. But when I read that, I was 84 today and 67 now. I didn't know what that was all about. Pretty interesting. It's raining. Uh-oh. That's a good thing that's raining, Jack. We ran 55 degrees for our peak here in Kansas, and it was nice and sunny and, you know, sweatshirt weather, nice. Okay, oh, look at that, look at that. Kathy's making us feel bad about Florida. Beautiful here, only stormy this afternoon. Come and visit and spend your money. Yes, indeed. Okay, anyone else have a comment? Please go now. Anything we're talking about, this is the SCAR, talking about the outreach. We're having an anniversary here, remembering about 4 years of presenting classes. Anybody have any comments, any memories they have, or anything they wish to say? Please go now.
Okay, for us, here we can do. Oh, yeah. Let's have a party. Maybe a party down here in Florida, over. Okay, for us, here we can do. We've got plenty of rain.
And Victor X-Ray Papa.
And RMO.
LOY.
Okay, let me catch it from the beginning. I think it's KD0OVI. Pete, if you have a comment, please go now.
Oh, yes, I got a good comment. Hey, we got rain down here for finally. I don't know how much rain Gordon got, but I got a ton of rain today. I mean, it was pitch black out here, and I was wondering, you know, what was going on. I thought it was going to be the end of the world, but it's just arriving, it's rain. Good grief, Charlie Brown, we get rain. That's great news for us down here, especially here. At least we'll keep our trees alive for a couple more months. But yeah, it's great to have an anniversary. I like your 4-year anniversary. A lot of things happened. A lot of people got on board, and I hope we'll go straight ahead. From Katie Swastika, Virginia, back to Net Control.
I think next up is VXP, if I'm looking at this properly. VXP, Rick, go ahead now, please.
Send one VXP. Mention about weather. We got snow. We got a little over an inch of snow on the ground. What is going on? I thought winter is over with. Now, back to one of your earlier questions about the ARRL. If you go to the main page, log in, you can change your the settings, and I'm pretty sure that that would be the way that you can get the everything back to normal, because I had that happen once before. They didn't tell me, and then when I went to log in, I found out I had to reset everything back up again. So, once you do it, it'll take a couple of days for them to process it, and you should be back in business. So go to the main page, log in, if you can. If you can't, then you probably have to re-register, but you can be able to get everything set up the way you should have it. And one VXP back to Net Control.
Thank you, VXP. Yeah, the problem was that even though I have it written down, it wouldn't take my password. Even though I gave them my member number, you know, that long number we have, I put that number in there, and it still wouldn't send me an email. So they'll take care of it Monday. I got hold on a weekend. They have an answering service, and the answering service took the info. So I expect Monday. There's no big rush. I was just wondering why I wasn't getting some emails from some friends. Okay, but thank you. Thank you for that hint, Rick. I'm trying to watch that I'm doing this properly. I think it's KC0RMO, RMO Gary, I think you're up next.
Hey, thank you, Mike. And you had mentioned memories, and I was just sitting here kind of remembering those classes. And I was so impressed, really, by the by the quality of the lessons we were getting. And I would say to anybody who is entertaining the idea of getting involved with South Cars Outreach, that you cannot go wrong by in this. You know, we have the recorded classes now, but if you're thinking about getting a technician license, you know, and attending the live sessions when they start up in July, it's a great experience. You will learn. You really will. You have insanely knowledgeable people here, And they do a great job of making things clear to people that maybe they're just learning things. They're just getting that background. They don't have the depth of experience that a lot of us do. And it just really is a great experience for somebody just getting involved in the hobby. And so I would urge people to check it out. It's definitely worth it. And I know if you're thinking of upgrading, if you're going from technician to general, from general to extra, listen to those recordings on the website. They will do you tons and tons and tons of good. It's great stuff. But I have nothing but pleasant memories of those classes. I remember sitting at that dining room table with that laptop, and those sessions were terrific. Just enjoyed them. And I went into that exam with a lot of confidence after them, too. So that was my recollection. We'll go back to the net. KC2 RMO, back to you, sir.
Okay, if I've marked it right, the next up is KD8LOY Nathan. He's on an Android mobile. That's KD8LOY Nathan. Please go now.
Yeah, hi, howdy to y'all. KD8LOY here. Up in Little Hicktown called Holly, Michigan. I thought I'd check in, say hi, and it's kind of interesting. We're still scheduled to get snow this week. Apparently, a bunch of my friends on Facebook are telling me that it's going to be snowing till the end of May. I don't doubt that. Anyways, I thought I'd add that comment. This is KD8LOY, back to net control.
Michigan. I think Kathy has some memory of the weather up in Michigan. Thanks for that weather report. I'd rather you have snow up there. We're tired of it. We sat here in Kansas. We don't want any more. Next is a KD4OVI, Pete. KD4OVI, are you there? Go now, please.
Good. All right. Just want to make a comment about the four-year anniversary. Good thing, because it gets a lot of people involved in upgrading and all that good stuff. And hopefully more people will come on board and get more upgrades. It's always good to have upgrades. I haven't done what I was planning on doing, is getting my general, but time is still on my side, I hope, to get over that hump. I should get into that too. So, I will probably have to rely on the recordings that I've done in the past. I'll listen to them and take notes, and maybe I'll entertain the thought of going down to Orlando there at the Candy House there and see if I can do it and get over it. I'm Katie Filofsky, back to India. It's been a delightful expedition here. Hope you all have a good day. And take care. Toodaloo.
Thank you, Pete. Everything in good time. I think the next up is KK6JFO, Rick. Rick, KK6JFO, please go now. Okay, Rick might have jumped away. Next I have N1VXP, another Rick. VXP, you want to go now? Please go now.
This is N1VXP. I already got in there, so go ahead.
Okay, I'm trying to clear the deck there. I've been jotting down these call signs. I think I'm like I'm doing the net right here. Keep track of who's up next. I think we had a good time. And that's what it's all about. I'm kind of reading the text here at the same time I'm trying to speak. It's kind of two things at once. Don't give me any gum to chew. I'd be in trouble. That's why I don't chew gum. Okay. The outreach program that started in the minds of people, that we thought there was a need out there. We didn't know how great the need was. But it wasn't an idea that there was a great need, like 1,000 people needed this training. We knew that there were people that needed the training. If it was 1, 3, 5, 7, it didn't matter how many. What mattered to us was that we were helping other people and we had something we could share. There's nothing better than sharing something you have because it's just like it says in the Bible. You fill the bowl to overflow, and we're trying to overflow, and I think I just overflowed the clock.
I know, with a comment and apology, and the main thing is, how is my audio? Is it tolerable?
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and looks like our net control has got bumped for conferencing. So, you know, I see that MM3LVQ has asked to come aboard, so I'm going to start with him. I see, Mike, you've come back aboard, but let's call on Mr. Scotland, see what he has to share, and then I'll turn it back over to you. But, Michael, you got bumped for conferencing. So, Mr. Robert, come aboard. Share with us this evening.
Well, Kath, I was sitting listening here, and we're all talking about the weather. It was snowing, it was raining. We've got a saying over here in Scotland, and it's very true. You never cast a clout till my is out. And that is a very true saying, because over here we keep our winter clothes on till the end of May.
QSL. All right, thank you, Mr. Robert. You know, I remember those days in Michigan where it was July before we had some warm weather. But, you know, I'm in Florida now. It's fantastic weather. But those in the north are experiencing some very cold weather. So I agree with you. Keep your windows closed. Actually, I had to keep them closed a little bit today because of the storms. But not the cold. So, Mike, KD0CDQ, I'm going to turn it back to you. Mr. George says he's going to actually go to the beach after the net. So, that tells you about our weather. So, Mike, come back aboard, and the net is all yours.
Going to the beach. He's got to rub it in. You know, out here in the Midwest, people say they're going to the lake. And what the lake really is kind of a pond. I always feel if you can look to the other side, it's not a lake, it's a pond. So, but here in the Midwest, people go to the lake on the weekend, but there's not much in the way of beaches. It's kind of just like soil and trees going up to the water's edge and rocks. But that's the way they get used to it. And being a kid that was raised in Long Island, I took beaches for granted, and I do miss the ocean. I do miss the sand and the beaches. But the memory is there. That's what I guess is important. The memory is there. Okay. Anybody else want to make any comments? I don't know. We've been at this for an hour and a half. I don't know if there's any more comments to be made. But if someone has a comment, please go now.
Lima, Victor, Quebec.
ILG, I was wondering how my audio is. Is it tolerable?
The audio is good. The audio is good. I'm going to go back to Robert in Scotland.
Well, folks, I'm going to say good night. It's 12:34 over here. It is 8:35 over there. I'm going to go to my four-poster and garden. The chewing gum's still there, lad. And don't be biting yours on the headboard, or the missus will be running after you. This is Mike Free, Lima Victor, Quebec, West Central Scotland, bidding you all a good night. We'll catch you later. Thank you, please, everybody.
Thank you, Robert, and a good night to you. I like that you go into your four-poster. I like that comment. I have not heard that terminology before. That's different. Okay, this has been interesting. We've kind of reminisced a bit. We've had a lot of fun, and that's what it's all about, having fun. And from this point on, let's try to share that fun with other people if we can. And if it means introducing them to ham radio or they have a comment, that's a good thing. Sometimes just a couple of words is all they want to hear. When they say, what you got that silly antenna on top of your car? Or what does that mean, this or that? Just give them the answer and let them take it from there. You know, they don't want to know all about your bowling score. They just want to know what's that thing on your car or what's that thing on your house. I hope nobody asks me what that thing is on my house, because I don't think I am. I know with the ARRL FCC test, if my antenna, if my tower was to fall, it would fall into the neighbor's property because of the distance. So I just don't say anything. Anybody else have any comments? KD0CDQ.
RMO.
Six, Victor.
RMO, let it go. Let's hear what you got to say, Gary.
And we thank you, sir. This thing is acting very, very strange tonight. But I you know what the beauty of this is? And if this all works out on my end of things, this is going to be a wonderful thing. I mean, this really is that if my wife can at least understand partially my obsession with antennas, it'll be great. or it is really, it actually is. Or if you know if she can understand what all those really weird noises coming from downstairs are, that'll be great, you know. So I just think it's a great thing, and really this is just a really cool thing, you know. If you can have a husband and wife that can share a common hobby like that, that's pretty neat, because I ain't gonna take up sewing, I can tell you that much. And with that, we go back to the net. This is KC2 RMO.
Yeah, so we have some couples that when they're storm spotting, they go out together, or when anything like that, they working in events, they go together. That's a nice thing, husband and wife. That's a nice thing to have. Okay, KY6 Victor. I'm getting twisted here. KY6 Victor. Go ahead, Gordon.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Gary, you rascal, good luck. I'm sure that she's just going to do well. Take over the ham shack, and you're going to have to go polish the car. Mike, I just wanted to make mention that Robert's last comments out of there from Scotland goes back a long ways. I asked him many, many moons ago, does spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? And that's what he was commenting on, because he's got a four-poster, Mike, KY6V, over.
Well, I'm reading the comments that Kathy has sent to us, and I'm reading here near the end on page 5, whatever. We, the staff, learned as we went along to improve our delivery skills, improve and refine our tutorial publications, and master the technique challenges at the cross-patching technique that we utilize. Speaking for the staff, we had fun. We have fun. We intend to continue having fun. And I think that's what we tried to do tonight. Yeah, I remember that song now very well. All right, anyone else have a comment to make? Please go ahead. I see if tin whistles are made of tin, what are foghorns made of? Good question. Anybody else have a comment?
KD0CDQ. RMO, just a quick comment. That's from the song, Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor?
Sierra United, November.
Go ahead, Kathy. Go ahead now.
Well, Mike, I want to thank you for doing this session tonight. If you want me to close, I'll be more than happy to. But I have a comment about ARRL. I send out that mass mailing weekly. Usually anywhere from Wednesday to Friday, I get so many emails back from from ARRL that they're not deliverable. So that may be just what you're saying, that people haven't registered, but it's a lot of our membership. I'm getting those back, maybe 30 during one of those mass mailings. So. Not many are there tonight, but I highly encourage if you have an ARRL email to update it, because you're not getting our mass mailings. Thank you, Michael, for doing the session tonight. Great session. Join us whenever you can. We have some great programs, and we miss you being there. So this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Back to you, KD0CDQ.
Yes, thank you for that comment about ARRL's website. I write two newsletters, and I get bounces from the ARRL. Something goes on with them. Maybe they're on the cheap with the server, something with their server, and that people get dropped. Because whenever I sign the newsletters as the editor at the bottom, I give the ARRL.net address, and some people have trouble getting comments back to me. I got two phone calls just today, that people say that emails to me are bouncing from ARRL, so I give them my personal email address. But something's going on with them. I don't know what it is, so Monday I'll get that straight. Yes, and that's very true. If anybody's not getting the information from SCARS and you're using the ARRL.net, I would call them. You have that 888 number, and they're very cordial. They'll fix it right on the spot. I've had this problem before, and while you're on the phone with them, they take care of it right away, and they're very social, very good quality people there. Okay, I thank everyone for your comments. I really had a lot of laughs tonight, which I don't get too many laughs, to tell you the truth, and I'm enjoying the laughs tonight. So it's going to draw me back to SCARS to get the pleasure of being with such cordial people. Okay, thank you, everyone. I thank you for your time and for your jollies. And I'm going to turn it over to Kathy, the newlywed, the sweet bride. So God bless Gordon. God bless Kathy. God bless all of you. I wish you the very best. KD0CDQ from Olathe, Kansas. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, on behalf of Gordon and myself, we want to thank each and every one of you for your kind thoughts and for the net this evening, Michael. But I will close this evening, and we've enjoyed listening. So, this has been SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service, VOIP net schedules, and general information may be found on our website, and that's www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control for this session has actually been KD0CDQ, Michael from Olathe, Kansas. I have been there in the background, as well as KC2RMO as his backup. We've enjoyed the session, but we will all say 73, closing this VOIP session this evening. Thank you for your participation. The net is now closed and returned to regular amateur use. Everyone have a great evening. Please join us in the morning for the Sunday morning rag chew. Gary KC2RMO will be our NCS, Jim, as our backup, and we're going to talk about Ask an Elmer, so please be there. So, along with KD0CDQ and the rest of SCARS and K6SUN, we want to say good evening to you, and bye-bye for now.